This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise, and it's also Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. Flip a light switch is what most Malaysians do first thing in the morning and the last thing before they go to bed. It's in why it's so heavily into our brain, as it's such an essential in our life, which enables us to perform our daily activities. Today we have Stephanie Ng, a multi-award winning industrial designer and founder of Stephanie Ng Design, and she's here to shed some light into her journey as industrial designer and how she translates ideas into ordinary houseware items. Very nice to be speaking to you, Stephanie, and it's great, a Malaysian story. But we'll have to start off with where it all began. What sparked your interest to study industrial design?
Hi. So I guess when from a young age, I was really interested in making things with my hands. I was really good at that. So a lot of my family and friends got gifts from me that were handmade, handcrafted. And the journey started there. In probably high school, I had my favorite subject was design technology. So I learned all about material characteristics, manufacturing to a certain extent, and how to look at a 3D product from front view, top view, side view, and basically that's the whole basis of the industrial design.
Okay, when you look at well-known industrial designers out there, is there anyone that you resonate with or inspires you?
There are a couple. I'll name one, Tom Dixon. Mm-hmm. I think he's successfully made a brand out of his name, and he does a lot of products that I would like to aspire to work towards, a lot of homewares that are of really high finish, high quality.
And functional.
And functional, yes. And it's just really luxurious, the just having it in your home.
Okay, so if that was the name, that's going to be the next name that we'll be hearing, right? Stephanie Ng.
Hopefully.
So that's what you're moving towards. Now, you have studied and you run a studio in Melbourne, right? So what was your motivation to come back to Malaysia?
Mainly family.
Yes.
But, you know, having moved back here, I realized that there's so much home advantage that I have. I've got a big warehouse space which I can stock all my stuff. That's not going to cost me an Australian dollars, I suppose. And we've got a studio out of here. We're planning to convert that into a bit of a gallery so our clients can come down and everyone can sort of see our products.
Mm-hmm. And when you look at your clientele, is it as mature as the Australian market?
I wouldn't say so. Our main client base is still in Australia, and it's grown into America as well. So we do a lot of export market. Probably 80%, 70% is in the export market.
Your business, wow,
yes.
Okay.
What we can do here, which I enjoy really much, is design consultancy or design for projects for developments, residential. And we can do that because we're based here and I can go to site and I can develop it with the interior designers or the clients themselves.
Right. And of course, you're not just looking at Malaysia, you're looking at the burgeoning ASEAN region as well.
Yes, yes, we are. Yeah. I think maybe the next place that we can even kind of go into is Singapore. Of course, I think Singapore, they are plowing in a little bit of money into the design sector. So a lot of their citizens are really educated in the design industry.
Right. So when you look at when you're asked to do projects and all that, so you look at the whole the look and feel of the place. Is that, you know, where do you fit into the project?
Definitely, we need to look at the theme, the concept of what their design aspirations are, and with that, we can. Typically, some clients already know what they want. They'll tell you it has to look like this, but sometimes we have creative freedom to propose, and that's where it gets fun because it could really be anything that we imagine that space is going to be filled with. And with lighting, we tend to create things that becomes a statement and a feature piece within the house.
Okay, so when you get those clients who already know what they want, it's kind of limiting, but at the same time, it helps pay the bills.
Yes, it does. We don't mind those projects as well. I guess, you know, it gives us a chance to play with different materials because every material has its own manufacturing processes, and like sometimes we'll have an opportunity. For example, with this one client, they had a villa home. It's like double story ceilings, and they wanted these electroplated gold bars to hang. It's called now it's called the Barracuda Vortex on our website.
Okay.
And it was like, okay, where are we gonna get these tubes like plated? Uh-huh. And it's a challenge every time.
Okay, now, so art is very subjective, right? And each of us bring our own experience and knowledge when it comes to art. So what does it mean to you? What's your style, I guess?
We have a very clean and minimalist approach to our designs. A curator has told me before that it also has a bit of a feminine appeal. And I suppose we want to keep things clean, simple, sort of form follows function, but at the same time, we always design for emotion. And what that means to us is basically how we can connect to the customer using, you know, the design, the art form, so that they can feel some sense of their own self in reflection to that design.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when you mentioned design for emotion, what's the feeling you want to create for your consumer?
I suppose it's a sense of warmth, like they can actually connect to it because there is some character in it. It doesn't have a cold, metallic, hard feel. So a lot of our products are artisanal in some way, handcrafted, and it gives a sense of warmth, I think, to the home. And definitely it has a bit of a character. So if you look at some of our Luna Lana products, you can see that each and every one has its own personality.
Okay, so you have a combination of, I mean, you do design consultancy where you just make, you know, custom-made pieces, and of course you also do products that are mass somewhat.
Yes, correct. And even though we mass manufacture it, so that we manufacture it in numbers, we want the design to always have a very handcrafted touch to it. It'll feel not so mass manufactured.
Right.
Yeah.
So it has a personal touch to it, right?
Yes.
Okay, now your first creation was the Hello Modular Light, okay, which landed you with the Best Concept Award. Tell me about that light. How did you react after, you know, winning that award?
That was a very interesting design exhibition that I did at the Australian International Furniture Fair. And I didn't even know it was a competition. So I put it up there. It was on display. I was already proud because that was the first fair that we've ever done. And that was the first fair I ever had my lights up on a public stage. And suddenly they called my name. And because it's in Australia and my Chinese name is Eng Hui Xian, they obviously murdered that name.
Okay.
And then I was like, is that me? So I go up on stage. It was an experience because after that whole announcement, you have all these media people coming up to you trying to get your story, and it feels like you're a celebrity.
Okay.
And it started from there when I realized maybe I do have what it takes to be a designer.
And how many years ago was that?
It was in 2013.
Okay, not too long ago.
So about 4 years ago.
Okay. And where do you normally get your inspiration from?
I would like to say, and this might be a little bit cliche from my travels, I think when I am at home working, you're cluttered with a lot of the day-to-day operations. But when I travel and, you know, I'm just clear in the mind, designs do come to me. And
when the mind isn't cluttered,
yes,
all the ideas start coming in, right?
And then I'm traveling with my little notepad. I'm always
sketching.
In the middle of the street, I'll just stop, sit on a bench, sit on the side of in the park somewhere, and I'll just be drawing.
I'm here with Stephanie Ng from Stephanie Ng Design. Stay tuned. We'll talk a little bit more about the Luna Lana series. We'll discuss that in just a moment. You're listening to Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Because feelings matter. BFM 89.9.
This is Enterprise. Good morning, Frida Liu here. If you just join us, I'm speaking to Stephanie Ng from Stephanie Ng Design. It's her Vantage where we speak to women of influence and leadership. And she's an award-winning industrial designer. You know, a lot of your business is actually from overseas, right? And
that's correct.
You chose to come back to Malaysia because of family. They all do. We all come back from our family. So, you know, so you use all kind of materials, right? But is there a type of material you've been wanting to put your hands on that's challenging you and say, I want to be able to do something with this?
Yes. We do like trying new materials and trying to push boundaries or like what's expected of the material that's been, you know, done in other products. Mm. Next thing that I'm really interested to try is probably fiber optics.
Mm.
Because with the fibers, you can really get some interesting organic shapes. And because we've already done the whole knitting series, if we could find a way to knit that fiber optics, it might be something really interesting.
So that's something brewing in your mind at
yes.
the moment. Okay.
Yes.
And when you got an idea like this, right, do you give yourself a deadline or you just sort of go with the flow?
Typically with something like this, we have it in the back of our mind and then we're just waiting and hoping for a client to come by with a project that we can sort of propose it for.
Right. Do you find it, you know, like, because there's always this challenge with the creative types and then running this as a business, right? And do you find that it's easy for you? You're both left brain and right brain or...
No, it was. It's really, really tough. You know, I initially started off as a designer because obviously that's what I like doing. Mm. And more it became a business. And suddenly I had to learn all these different skills and I'm enjoying it. But, you know, in terms of like different areas and aspects of the business, like finance, for example, I'm just tearing my hair out, like trying to understand how to maximize our profits and yeah. minimize our expenses and... Okay. It's all very interesting.
So when you're faced with this, do you have mentors? Do you talk to people about it or hire a good accountant?
All of the above, actually. I need all the help that I can get. And also, you know, I'm really, really 100% committed in the business and making sure that we see it to the finish line. So I think having mentors, having those coaches are essential to helping us get there.
Okay, now, so you were recently at an exhibition in Melbourne and you displayed the Luna Lana series.
Correct.
Well, what's this Luna Lana series?
So Luna Lana is, in Spanish, actually means moon and wool. Mm. So this entire collection is hand-knitted in wool and they are a series of little cute sort of beanie covered lamps.
Okay.
That comes in a variety of colors and different. What we've launched this exhibition was a lot of different personalities of the Luna Lana. So we have like the safari range, which includes your giraffe, lion.
Okay.
And then we've got kids collection, which has like the hot air balloon. So it's really fun. It's whimsical to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. It's great to inject colors into your interior spaces. Mm-hmm.
So that was an interesting project for you as well. Now, you were recently, you returned to your alma mater, which is the Guidance International School, to conduct a workshop for year 12 students on a lighting project. So tell us about that story. Do you think there's something that you'll continue doing?
So I graduated from there, and like I mentioned earlier, with high school, that's when my entire design career probably started. And they have a lighting project that they do for their final year. I went in there once a month to sort of help them and guide them to sort of see from an aesthetic point of view what they can consider for their final year project. It's fun. It's interesting to sort of cultivate that young minds because not a lot of people understand or know what industrial design is, especially in Malaysia. Mm. So I love to help create more and more designers out of Malaysia. Mm. And it's something that I would like to continue doing if I can.
So these are, I guess, were the students from the design and technology class.
Yes.
Ah, okay. And this is something that my son is taking. And I think he, you know, he should put some effort here as well. Now, 3D printer has also shown us a convenient, customizable way for consumers to craft their products. So you've also done some work around this?
We have. We had a really interesting project for Ma Trade and Miti. We did their VIP delegate souvenirs for Expo Milano in 2015 using these 3D printed designs, mm-hmm. which mimicked the design of their Malaysian pavilion in the Expo Milano.
Okay. And do you think that you'll be doing more of these sort of things personally?
You know, using 3D printing is a really good tool to create shapes that can't typically be manufactured because mm-hmm. of undercuts and so forth. So you can basically think up anything, any shape, and you can print it. Mm. So in that sense, yes, if we have the opportunity to create something like completely out of this world in terms of shapes, then we'll definitely use the 3D printer.
Okay. So that'd be the 3D series perhaps, right? So I understand you've also just set up a website?
Yes, we've got a website, stephanieungdesign.com, mm-hmm. and we've recently launched our e-commerce platform that is specifically for our Luna Lana range.
Okay.
That's lunalana.com.
So this was something that has been a long time coming and you finally got it happening.
Well, I suppose with our typical business, Stephanie Ung Design, we do architectural-based lighting. So a lot of our clients are developers, interior designers, and architects. Mm-hmm. The Luna Lana range is something fun. We thought that's targeted more for like end users, mm-hmm. and that's why we launched the e-commerce site so that they can come online and select their piece on their own.
And this is very recent.
Yes, this happened. Well, I've had that page for a year. I haven't really done much with it, but because we had the fair in Melbourne last week, uh-huh. we decided we were gonna roll out and like put it out there in a big way.
Okay, and the prices of your items range from?
They range from $100 and $100 Australian to $300.
Okay, and so what's next for Stephanie Ung?
We're basically going to focus on expanding our team mm-hmm. in the next few months, expanding the production for some of our designs as well.
Mm. And currently, even with your company, do you have a large team working with you?
We have a very small team. Mm. We outsource a lot of our manufacturing so that we can actually do products with a lot of different materials. Mm. And then in that, we can keep our prices competitive.
And is it easy to find the talent to work with you in Malaysia?
There are a lot of talented people out there, I'm sure. I'm yet to meet them.
Okay. So, and so of course, obviously, you've got a creative team working with you at the moment.
Our team actually kind of moved from being more operational-based because I suppose at the beginning that's where I needed the help. Mm-hmm. But yes, now it's more creative-based and we're churning out lots of great ideas.
Okay, such a pleasure to be speaking to you. Stephanie Ng from Stephanie Ng Design. You've been listening to Her Vantage on Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.